night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But on the 12th floor of the Acme building, one man is trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
It was July, and we were in the midst of a heat wave in the north. It was a high of 100 degrees, a heat index of about 150, and I was feeling like an entree, some sort of pork roasting in its own juices or something, when I got a call from Interlaken.
Mr. Noir, it's me, Franco.
Franco?
Si.
You mean Franco Capellini, the 28-year-old child prodigy, huh?
Si.
Yeah, what's going on with you now, Eric?
Oh, I'm in terrible trouble. I stole a Guarneri violin.
Oh, boy. Oh, no.
I couldn't help myself.
Oh, so give it back.
I can't.
Why not?
I lost it.
Oh. So I flew up to northern Michigan on Hemingway Airline.
This is your pilot speaking. I'm in the cockpit. I'm looking at the windshield, and it's raining out there. Pilots fly in the rain just as they fly in the sunshine. I've done it many times. I noticed a woman come aboard, tall, with reddish hair, jeans, black t-shirt. Welcome aboard. And the rest of you too, but especially her. Let's go.
We got to Traverse City and I got out to Interlaken, deep in the woods, and Sergeant Julie Giamatti, campus police.
Well, the Guarneri is priceless, Mr. Noir. It wasn't owned by Interlaken. It was owned by an old blind hermit who lives in a hut in the woods.
A likely story. But she took me out to the woods, and we found the old man's hut. I guess like a lot of blind hermits, he's not that good a musician, but I mean, what's he doing with a $1 million instrument, huh?
Well, the good thing is he's such a lousy musician, he wouldn't know the difference between a Guarneri and a bowl of guacamole.
Huh.
So he really doesn't miss it.
So he doesn't know that Franco Capellini stole his Guarneri.
Franco Capellini did not steal the Guarneri.
He said he did.
Well, he thinks he did, but Franco has trouble paying attention.
Uh-huh.
He can't stay focused. You see, we hired him to teach bowing, and he's teaching bowing.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So the violin that he stole
is actually a viola.
Which was put there by...
the man who stole the Guarneri.
Now, you say Guarneri, and I
yes.
say Guarneri. Are we talking about the same
thing? We're talking about the same thing. I think Guarneri.
So who stole the whatever it was?
The hunchback.
Oh, boy. You got a hunchback, huh?
Yes, he works for the old blind hermit.
Oh, of course.
They live in the hut out there near the cannibal village.
Here in the woods of Interlaken,
yes,
huh?
Yes, where the harmless lunatic walks around moaning his weird gibberish.
Oh, boy. So why does Interlaken have all this, the cannibals, the hunchback, the lunatic in the woods,
huh? Well, it tends to keep the students close to campus.
Yeah. So Sergeant Giamatti and I went to find the hunchback who had stolen the Guarneri, or Guarneri. And not that hard to find him. Anybody could. Guy with a big hump and wearing a doublet and cape and pointy shoes and a cap with bells on it.
I see you're looking at me, sir.
Yes, I see by your outfit that you are a hunchback.
You got it.
All right. Mm-hmm. And they say that you stole your master's Guarneri violin.
Yeah, I took it into protective custody, and I hid it in a cave deep in the woods.
What, you left a Guarneri violin in a cave?
That is the cave of my friend, the harmless lunatic.
Oh.
The one who lives up near the cannibal village just north of the vampire grounds and the old zombie river up that way.
So you left a lunatic to guard the Guarneri.
What can I say? It was dumb. So I'm a hunch person. Look, I got a lot going on, okay? I'm sorry.
So we headed out into the woods in search of this harmless lunatic who lived in a cave near the old blind hermit, and then there he was. Sorry, I don't speak Babel, okay? I never lived in Babylon. You're gesturing for me to follow you.
This is why I'm going.
Aha, I see the cave up ahead there, yes. Is the violin there? The violin. Huh? La da 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 dee da 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 da. Yeah. Listen, those people I see over there with the big pot of water boiling on the fire, their bodies painted red and yellow, are those cannibals?
Yes.
They are. I'm afraid of that. That's the first sensible word you've said. Can we just go in the cave here, please? Just shut the door. Thank you. All right, that's a lot better. Okay. The violin. The violin, okay. La da 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 dee da da da. That one. Okay. Right. Yeah, right. Wow. That's amazing. A lunatic playing beautiful violin. I never heard that before.
Well, actually, you have. Oh. You just didn't know it because we don't let the violinist speak to the audience.
Oh. You play an instrument, Sergeant Giamatti?
I do. A viola, of course. Uh-huh. It's just like the violin, except when you play the viola, you can actually hear other people as well as yourself.
Oh, boy. Just when you think nothing more can happen, an ogre comes along. Would you mind not breathing on me, please? Just got a heat wave here. It's miserably hot, and I don't need roaring. I don't need to smell your breath, okay?
Sorry.
All right, then.
How about this?
Oh. Okay, that's okay.
Okay.
How come your body is covered with blood and gore?
Well, that's what I do.
Oh, I was afraid of that.
That's my work, you know. Okay. Ravaging.
Go ravage somewhere else. Okay?
Hey, this is my cave.
I thought this was the lunatic's cave.
They're connected.
All right, okay. This is us leaving your cave, okay?
Bye-bye.
Let's go. Sergeant. Right. Oh, boy, now we've got to deal with these cannibals.
Oh, but they're vegan cannibals. They only want your hair and your fingernails.
Oh, right. Wow. Different.
Mm. Hey, wait, what?
What?
What happened to the lunatic? Where is he?
What?
And the Guanari.
Oh, he was here a minute ago.
Oh, there he goes.
Oh, there he is.
The lunatic took off running, and I followed him into a ravine. And he grabbed a vine, and he swung on it. And he took off running through the woods. And I was right behind him as he ran past a moose. And a pheasant flew up from the grass. And there was a small goat there as well. And he bumped into a beehive. And he ran right through this thistle bush. And he tripped on a root. And he went down. And I jumped on top of him with all my weight. Oh. It was under his shirt. The Guanari crushed. Except it wasn't the Guanari or the Guarneri. It was a violin with a sticker on it, with a red bullseye. And it said Target. The Guanari, as it turned out, was in the cabin of a drama student who thought it was a prop from Fiddler on the Roof.
I hung it on the wall. I used it as a cutting board and cheese slicer.
Yes.
Why is that wrong?
Oh, never mind. It's too long story. So it went back to the old blind hermit in his hut, and he played it about as well as before. And it was Sergeant Giamatti who figured out the problem.
Wait a minute. Look at that.
What?
Well, he's playing it left-handed, and it's a right-handed Guanari.
Well, I guess a blind guy wouldn't see that, would he?
Well, hey, you, stop. Okay, not that way, this way.
Oh.
There you go. Oh. Now try it.
Music! Good!
So, I headed back home on Hemingway Airline.
It's dark. Straight ahead is the woods. And that radio tower with the flashing red light. You people rely on me to get you up and into the air. Either you trust me or you don't. It's up to you. Here we go.
A dark night in a city that knows how to keep its secrets. But one man is trying to find the answers to life's persistent questions. Guy Noir, Private Eye.
Sue Scott, Tim Russell, Mr. Fred Newman, Rich Dworsky, and the Interlochen Camp Orchestra.